Yeah, come on in, everybody. Time for the winter rotation weekly edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RBA Sports Network. Gonna miss the twice a week podcast, to be honest with you. You never know, from time to time we may throw one in midweek, but in basketball season, I tell you that, and not only basketball, but wrestling, gymnastics, swimming, track on the weekends, it's very, very difficult to try to do all of that and at the same time get a second podcast in during the season. And so what we try to do is do one on Sunday evening so that you can have it and download it while you're watching Sunday night football or college basketball coming up later on in the season. And we do one early on Super Bowl Sunday because obviously ain't nobody going to listen to me while the Super Bowl's on. Or you could take it with you on Monday, whatever the case may be. And so we might try to drop these a little earlier on Sundays than this particular week. It's going to be a week-to-week thing, and sometimes because we're going to be at events on Sundays. We've got a couple of big events coming up in the next month or so on Sundays that will take us traveling and watching, and of course we'll have to get back home and back to the studio in order to get this taken care of. Well, we have a lot to cover here on this edition of the podcast. Wow, what a Saturday at Highland Springs High School. Absolutely unbelievable atmosphere and a tremendous performance, really almost from start to finish, by the Springers of Highland Springs. They jump out to a big lead on Indian River. Indian River in the second quarter showed signs of trying to pull a Hermitage comeback. They were able to cut the deficit down to 11 at one point. But in the second half, it was all about the Highland Springs defense. And there were some big plays by the offense, and Greg Dortch went off, and Jawan Carter had a great day. But really, the story, and when you really take a giant step back and look at the entire canvas of the 48 minutes that was painted in front of us at Kreider Stadium Saturday afternoon, that second 24 minutes of the canvas dominated by the Highland Springs defense. They just would not let Indian River get back into the contest and ended up shutting them out after intermission. 35-10, the final score. And Highland Springs will play for a state title for the first time in 37 years, and they're looking to win a state championship for the first time in 54 years. John F. Kennedy was president, and John Glenn had yet to orbit the Earth back in the fall of 1961. I wasn't even around then. That's how long it's been. And it was just a tremendous atmosphere, getting a chance after the game to catch up with several of the players. We have an interview with Jawan Carter, Greg Dortch, Gavon Wallace, Deshaun Young on our YouTube channel. We also have an interview that we had with head coach Lauren Johnson on our YouTube channel as well. You can also see Coach Johnson's interview on our new RVA Sports Network Facebook page. We posted it at our Henrico Sports Facebook page and then shared it on the RVA Sports Network page. And he and I, after lots of that, I mean, everybody was grabbing at Coach Johnson after the game yesterday, and rightfully so. It was his moment in the sun there at home before they take off to Charlottesville this weekend for the championship. And so we had no problem waiting for him to accept congratulations and talk to lots of people before we had a chance, very fittingly, to do the interview in the weight room, where everything started. And if you go and look at the interview, I don't want to tell you about it, I want you to go watch it. It's only about 2 minutes and 50 seconds, very short, but packed with a lot of powerful information from Coach Johnson about how this season really unfolded and where it began. And it didn't begin in August on the first day of practice. By the time they got there, they had already been focusing on the 2015 season for 8.5 months. And so go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/RVA Sports Network, and you'll find the interviews there, both with the players and with Coach Johnson. Take 3 minutes, listen to the words of Coach Johnson. It's worth your time, no doubt about it. I want to thank him. I made sure I was, before we got the interview done, I said, you go change clothes. Because he had been in sopping wet clothes after the Gatorade shower he took at the end of the game for almost an hour. And I'm like, you got to go change, because I'm thinking, man, the last thing we need Coach Johnson to be doing is being, having to take Robitussin and Benadryl and coldies and all this next Thursday to make sure he's 100% for Saturday, because, you know, he was sopping wet for an hour, and the temperatures that were diving in that hour out of the 50s through the 40s and toward the 30s. So, you know, Indian River, well, I was impressed with them. I was impressed by their sportsmanship. I think that they just came into a situation on Saturday to where the Braves just ran into a better team, and I got to commend them for knocking off unbeaten Hampton in the round previous to get to this point, to win that 18 pod out of conferences 9 and 10 down in the Tidewater area. But yesterday it was pretty clear, especially second half, that Highland Springs was just the better team. Now looking ahead, Highland Springs gets Stonebridge in the state championship, and we're going to give you all the information about it right now, okay? So here it is, everything that we know right now about the state championship coming up on Saturday. First of all, kickoff is at 12:07 p.m. at Scott Stadium at the University of Virginia. Tickets will be $10. It is a VHSL event, so therefore tickets will be $10. We, as of tonight, Sunday night, do not know if there will be advanced ticket sales available at the school during the week. We're going to try to get in touch with Mr. Bailey and the gang over at Highland Springs, see if that is going to happen. And if that is the case, obviously we will share that information with you on Henrico Sports on Twitter. But the game starts at 12:07 up at UVA. If you cannot get to Charlottesville, there are three ways to follow the Springers. Number one, the game obviously is going to be live tweeted on our Henrico Sports page. We will be at Scott Stadium on Saturday to bring you live coverage on Twitter of Highland Springs and Stonebridge, number one. Number two, if you cannot make the trip but you have a television and are near it, as opposed to maybe Christmas shopping or you've got something else you have to do this Saturday, then on TV, the game will be available on Comcast Sportsnet's Plus channel. And on Comcast itself, I believe it is Channel 10. I know for sure on Verizon Fios that it'll be on Channel 78. HD, it'll be Channel 578. So it will be televised here in the Richmond area on Comcast and Verizon Fios. Dish Network and DirecTV subscribers, I don't know of that. We will try to endeavor to find that out and let you know this week on Twitter. If you cannot be around a TV, if you're in the car, want to listen to it on the radio, our good buddies, Gary Hess and Gary Criswell, and I know some people think, how in the world do you guys, because you're competitors, you're going against each other every Friday night on the radio during the year. Yes, we do, but I've told you the story before that Gary Hess and I met when I started working with him at what used to be called Clear Channel. It's now called iHeartMedia, back in 1999. So Gary and I go back 16 years now. And you won't find a better person than Gary Hess, no doubt about it. So Gary and Gary have the honor of getting the call, and that'll be on Fox Sports 910. And yesterday's game was not able to be on their radio. It was only on streaming. But this game, the state title game, will be on the radio. So Fox Sports 910, and if you need to listen to it on streaming, on a tablet or on your phone or whatnot, because you're not near a radio, just search Fox Sports 910 Richmond on the iHeartRadio app, and you'll be able to hook up there. But again, live tweet coverage of the event coming up with us on Henrico Sports will be live at UVA on Saturday afternoon. Kickoff at 12:07. Tickets $10. We told you about the TV and the radio. We sent out tweets with this information, and we also put it on HenricoCountySports.net. In case you want to read the information, it is on the website even as we produce this podcast. So Stonebridge comes in 10-4. They at one point were 4-4. They had injury problems earlier in the season, but once they had been squared away, they've gone on a 6-game winning streak. And this is what you need to know about Stonebridge, their last two games. In order to get to the championship, Stonebridge had to first beat the number one seed in the region, unbeaten Massaponics, and they did, 50-49. And then they had to go and beat unbeaten Tuscarora, the defending 5A North Region champions, who eliminated Atlee in round two. And they were the team that led LC Bird at the half last year in the championship before losing to the Skyhawks. They went, they got the lead, they kept Tuscarora at bay, and in another shootout, they won 54-41 Friday night to punch their ticket to Charlottesville. So the sobering news for Highland Springs fans is Stonebridge has put up 104 points in the last two games. The salivating news for Highland Springs fans is that Stonebridge has also given up 90 in the last two games. And so if their defense is as porous as it was in those two games against obviously two extremely good offenses and two teams that came into those games with a combined record of 25-0, then there's hope for Carter, Dortch, Wallace, Jackson, Radford, DJ Anderson, Deshaun Young and company, maybe to put up some points. And if it becomes a shootout, certainly Highland Springs is tailored to do that. I think state championship is going to come down to defense. And as almost every football game does, the war on the line of scrimmage. And if the Highland Springs defense can play like they did in that four shutout streak in the middle of the season, like they did in the second half against Indian River on Saturday, and they can keep the game, I would even say, in the 20s or low 30s, I think Highland Springs has a very good chance of winning the game. Will it be a shootout? Could be. Could it also turn out to be a 20-17 game? Absolutely could. Absolutely could. But don't let their 10-4 record fool you. They are playing their best football, especially on the offensive side, right now. Now, obviously, again, they've given up 90 points on defense in the last two games, but against two fantastic teams. So Highland Springs certainly should be able to score on them. The question is going to be, how well can the Springers' defense keep Stonebridge and their very unique offense off the board? Highland Springs really hasn't seen the type of offense Stonebridge runs. The closest they saw to it was Hanover. Obviously, they held Hanover very well. But recall that Hanover didn't have Clayton Cheatham at that point, number one. And number two, what Stonebridge does is, from a technical standpoint and from a more difficult standpoint, three notches above what Hanover does. And so it's going to be a lot of film being watched over over at Highland Springs. Probably already has been in the last 24 hours after everyone had a chance to celebrate and congratulate and grab dinner last night. The film watching, I'm sure, began very quickly and in earnest from the coaching staff there at Highland Springs. So 12:07 kickoff on Saturday at Scott Stadium. We'll be in Charlottesville, and we look forward to bringing that action to you on our Twitter feed at Henrico Sports on Twitter, part of the RVA Sports Network. Hats off and congratulations to Thomas Dale and to Hopewell. Hopewell yesterday traveled a long way, took on Lord Botetourt in the 3A state semis, fell behind big 28-3 at the half. They were able to shut Botetourt down in the second half. They didn't score, and Hopewell mounted the comeback, and they got two touchdowns, but that's all they were able to muster. They ran out of time, and the season comes to an end with a very impressive 11-3 record. Obviously, best season for Hopewell since they won it all 12 years ago. With Lee Bujakowski at quarterback, Cameron Hill will be back next year. He is only a junior. And so expectations and hopes will be riding high at Myrner Field in 2016. And congratulations to the Blue Devils on a fantastic late season run, leading them all the way to the 3A state semifinals, 28-17, the final score there. And then to the Thomas Dale Knights, who sputtered down the stretch in the latter part of the regular season. Late October, early November was not pretty for Thomas Dale. But they regrouped, they believed in each other, and Coach Kevin Tucker and his staff pushed the reset button for the postseason, and a phenomenal job by the Knights, who got much further than most people would have ever thought they would. Being able to knock out the two-seed C.D. Hilton, the beneficiary of the number one seed being upset in the first round, which allowed Thomas Dale to host in the third round and get Cosby, a team that they were familiar with, a team they'd already beaten once, but a team that was much different than they were August 28th, same as the Knights, come out with a very hard-fought six-point win in that one and then had to go to Oscar Smith. We knew that the winner of Thomas Dale Cosby was going to have their work cut out for them, because we knew the winner had to get either Oscar Smith or Ocean Lakes, two unbeaten teams. Ocean Lakes had been nationally ranked at points in this season. And Oscar Smith got that win by 10 points, and then that set up the Saturday matchup. And Thomas Dale in it for quite a while, but they just were not able to get the offense going, especially in the second half. 21-3, the final. Even though the record sounds a bit pedestrian at 9-5, you have to remember in this particular case this year it was all about timing, and even though they went into the postseason 6-4, to win three playoff games and get one step close, you know, one step away from a state championship game, great accomplishment. So congratulations to Thomas Dale, obviously their best season since they won it all with the late coach Vic Williams back in 2009. So Thomas Dale and Hopewell, also Essex yesterday in 1A falling to Galax 35-20. So Essex hoping to get to the 1A state championship. They fall one step short as well. So here in the 804, we've got Highland Springs and the Springers in action next Saturday. All right, let's turn our attention to basketball and unveil the latest RVA Sports Network Top 10 High School Basketball Polls. Talk a little bit about some of our observations as well from week one of the regular season that's in the books, and tell you about our broadcast schedule and coverage schedule coming up this week here on RVASN. First, the girls' top 10, and we'll go from 10 to 1, and we'll talk about where they were in the poll last week, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the polls are released every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Twitter at the RVA Sports Net. And again, if you're not familiar with how the RVA Sports Network works on Twitter, we grew organically from, first of all, our original feed in Hanover County at Hanover Sports. We grew into Henrico County in mid-2013 at Henrico Sports. A few months later, we debuted our feed for Chesterfield at Seafield Sports. That's at the letter C, Field Sports. And then in October of last year, we debuted at the RVA Sportsnet when we rebranded to call ourselves the RVA Sports Network. And that Twitter feed covers the Richmond City Schools, the Tri-Cities, surrounding counties, but also covers all sports in Metro Richmond. So if it's VCU, if it's U of R, if it's Richard Bland, if it's State, if it's Union, if it's Randolph-Macon, if it's the Squirrels, the Kickers, and whatever you're talking about that makes sports news in the RVA, if it's Tech, if it's UVA, boy, I tell you, Twitter went crazy before the game yesterday at Highland Springs when new Virginia Tech head football coach Justin Fuente was spotted at Kreider Stadium. That made quite an impression on a lot of people. So you know, if you're talking about it and it's something that's of interest to you, then we're talking about it as well. And before we wrap up the podcast, I'm going to tell you about a couple of new features that we have on our website, rvasportsnetwork.com, to help you stay in touch with everything that's going on in the world of sports here in the RVA and things that people here in the RVA are talking about. So we will get to that. But that's how we follow you and get you the news on Twitter. Our hyper-local feeds in the suburban counties at Hanover Sports, at Henrico Sports, at Chesterfield Sports, and then our main Twitter feed at the RVA Sportsnet is where we have broadcast alerts, our top 10 polls, our podcasts, news about all sports in the Richmond area, and, of course, high school sports in the city, the Tri-Cities, and surrounding counties. All right, our top 10 girls poll this week, falling two spots to number 10 after an opening season loss, but they bounce back for a couple of wins. By the end of the week at 2-1, the Royals of Prince George. Coming into the poll, debuting at number 9, not in the preseason poll a week ago. Coming off a good win over Lee Davis Wednesday night, and then a very good win in a defensive struggle over James River on Friday afternoon in a rare 4:30 varsity game. The Wildcats of Deep Run, Mallory O'Dell, Sydney Whitaker, and company. Congratulations to them in our top 10 for the first time. At number 9, we're going to see them in action tomorrow night against Hanover. We'll talk more about that in a moment. At number 8 this week, up two notches from number 10. Good week for the Huguenot Falcons, Taya Robinson and company. And they move up to 8th in the poll. Number 7 holding there and off to a good start. And we got to see them Thursday night with their win over Hanover, Tina Lindenfeld, and the Midlothian Trojans. Falling one notch from 5 to 6, the Warriors of Henrico. And the reason why they fell, Thursday night they had a very hard-fought, very physical 85-74 overtime win at Glen Allen. That was a wild game. Lasted until after 10 p.m. And actually, I had finished our work at Midlothian that night, was on my way home, was almost home, and then got the word from our good buddy Doug Hines, who's the PA announcer there and at many other places as well, that they had gone into overtime. And ironically, I usually, if you're familiar with the Staples Mill Road corridor, I turn left on Mountain Road to head for home. And well, VDOT had that closed on Thursday night because they're installing new lights at that intersection. So I had to go straight, which means I was passing Glen Allen High School. So I'm sitting at the light. I look down. I see that overtime's hit. And I'm like, well, shoot. I, you know, accelerated, put on my blinker, got in the right-hand lane, got in the right-hand turn lane. And one of the nice workers at Glen Allen was able to get me into the building. And we saw like the last minute and 10 or so of that overtime win. For Henrico, over a young but a very game Glen Allen team. Jaguars are going to give some people some fits this year. They're rebuilding, but they're going to give some people some serious fits, no doubt about that. So Henrico then goes Friday night back home. They bring in J.R. Tucker, and Tucker gets the win after Henrico led a good part of the game. Tigers come out on top 69-66, so Henrico slips from 5-6 in the poll. And J.R. Tucker moves up from 9-5 based on that performance and their first week of the regular season. Tigers now fifth in the poll. Now, the top four remain the same. L.C. Byrd at 4. They smashed Thomas Jefferson in the opener. 87-15 was the final score there. Highland Springs is still holding at 3rd, and they've yet to play their first game. They finally get to get into action this week, and they are chomping at the bit to finally get on the floor and play somebody with a different uniform on. Once you've practiced a few weeks now and you had maybe a scrimmage or two, but, you know, you haven't had a real game situation. You're a week into the regular season, and everybody else, I mean, some teams have played 3 games already. So Springers are ready to go. Number 2, Cosby, holding steady there. And number 1, after their opening night win this past week, and they got a win over Hanover on Friday night on the road. They're at Hanover in very impressive fashion. It is, of course, the Chiefs of Monacan. So our latest top 10 girls poll, Monacan, Cosby, Highland Springs, L.C. Byrd, the top 4 stay the same. J.R. Tucker moves up from 9-5 with their win over Henrico, who drops 1-6. Midlothian steady at 7. Huguenot up 2-8. Deep Run enters at number 9. Prince George falls from 8 to number 10. Now the boys, top 10. Millwood stays at number 10. From our preseason poll a week ago. Coming into the poll for the first time after a very good 3-0 start this year. First off, on Monday night, they beat then 9th-ranked Meadowbrook, and that was the start of an unbeaten week for the Blue Devils of Hopewell. Hopewell, into the poll, at number 9. Armstrong gets an upset win over then 4th-ranked George Wythe, and George Wythe falls in our poll from 4-8 this week. Moving up one in the poll, and winning again the Rebel Invitational with a championship win over Albemarle on Friday night. We were there for that. Nick Sherrod and Alex Petrie both pouring in 30 points as the Saints won handily. Petrie on the all-tournament team and Sherrod named tournament MVP. The Saints are 7th in our poll, moving up one. Also moving up 1-6, hard-fought opening night win over Metoica. And they've got talent. They're young. This is going to be a very interesting team to watch this year. George Lancaster and company at Highland Springs. Your top 5. Deep Run moves up 1-5 after having no problem with Lee Davis in their opener. And Deep Run gets Hanover on Monday night and will be there to live tweet that game on both Hanover Sports and Henrico Sports on Twitter Monday night about 7:30. Moving up one spot to number 4, John Marshall, who disposed of Parkview South Hill on Saturday without a problem. I think a 64-point win for the Justices. And but you think about 3A here in the area like it was last year. John Marshall, George Wythe, Hopewell in the mix. Armstrong gets the win over Wythe, so Armstrong, we're going to have to keep an eye on them as well. Going to be a lot of fun in that level again this season. Top 3 remain the same from this past week. Benedictine fights down briefly. Then they come back, get the hard-fought win over Greenbrier Christian on Saturday. For the Cadets, they stay at number 3. L.C. Byrd gets an opening night win Saturday night down on the coast against Keekatan. Big night for Charles Faldon. The Skyhawks are 1-0, and they are number 2. And the number 1 team, again, same as the preseason poll last week. after a tough first week of the regular season. To get two wins, it's been widely publicized, of course, that the opening night win Tuesday against Hermitage was called in the third quarter due to a fight that broke out, and obviously there were players that were ejected in the game, et cetera, and you know, lots of things going on from that. Very unfortunate start of the season. I know Coach Vance Harmon. I know Coach Rob Rice, who just moved to Hermitage after 3 years at Lee Davis. Nobody wanted that to happen. Now everybody just, you accept the punishment that has been given to you, and then you move on and you move forward. And I know both teams will. But Henrico with the wins over Hermitage and Glen Allen at number one. And their next game is Tuesday night, and that is against Atlee. And Atlee, by the way, fifth place finish. They got two wins over at the Rebel Invitational. They got the win over Cosby on Friday night in the fifth place game, and they also got a win in their opening game. Good week for the Raiders. Well, they got to step up in competition on Tuesday. Friday night, they get their rival Lee Davis at home, and we'll be there for that. And let's talk about our schedule for this week. Monday night, as we mentioned, we'll be over at Deep Run for the doubleheader, Deep Run and Hanover. And girls' game starts at 6, boys follows, and we'll have live tweet coverage on Henrico Sports and Hanover Sports. Tuesday night, we are live on our YouTube channel with the first of three nights of broadcasting. And it will be at Glen Allen High School when the Jaguars welcome in their new Conference 11 and new Colonial District rivals, the Rebels of Douglas Freeman. It'll be Jaguars Rebels girls first. And that should start at about 6. And then we will see Clayton Leap and Gabe Fountain and Douglas Freeman in the boys' game against the rebuilding Jaguars. And that will come up at about 7:30. So listen live Tuesday night, Douglas Freeman, Glen Allen, girls, boys, doubleheader on the RBA Sports Network at our YouTube channel. And again, don't forget, all you have to do is go to youtube.com/RBA Sports Network, click subscribe. You don't have to pay anything to subscribe to a YouTube channel, okay, in case you were wondering. And the reason why we want you to do that is that if you click subscribe to our YouTube channel, then every time we either A, have a new broadcast, or B, post a new interview video, you'll get notified. You'll know of every broadcast that we do all year long, and you'll know about every video interview that we post on our YouTube channel. So go to youtube.com/RVA Sports Network or just search RVA Sports Network in the search engine on YouTube. Click subscribe and never, ever miss a live high school sports broadcast. Wednesday night, we're going to take in our first gymnastics meet of the 2015-16 season. Patrick Henry and Hanover with a duel coming up Wednesday night at Hanover. And so we're going to be over there with gymnastics action. Thursday, we are across the James River for girls basketball action live on RVASN. It is going to be James River coming over to take on number 4 LC Byrd, our first chance to see Coach Chevette Waller's crew this season. Post Taja Cole, but they're looking very good very early on in the season. So our coverage will be at 6:30 p.m. Note the special time Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Skyhawks and the Rapids coming up live on the RVA Sports Network on our YouTube channel on Thursday. And then Friday night, we are live at Atlee for rivalry night. It will be Lee Davis at Atlee, girls and boys varsity basketball. And our live coverage of those two games begin at 6 p.m. Friday night on RVA Sports Network on our YouTube channel. And, of course, Saturday, we will be live in Charlottesville. Henrico Sports on Twitter, the place to be for live tweet coverage of the 5A State Football Championship game between Highland Springs and Stonebridge. Very much looking forward to that. A couple of bits of business before we wrap things up on this edition of the podcast. Number one, swimming. The swimming season got underway this past week. Up in Hanover County, there were two meets on Friday night. Patrick Henry defeated Colonial Heights. Lee Davis and Hanover collided. And we've got the results and top three finishers in all events from both of those meets up right now at HanoverCountySports.net. There was also a meet in Henrico County on Friday night, and we're going to try to get those results posted either Sunday night or Monday up at HenricoCountySports.net. Make sure we get those up as quickly as possible. There is a new big meet coming December 19th here to the area, the Hanover Hawk Invitational. It's the first time it's ever happened. It'll take place over at the Collegiate School Aquatic Center, where Swim RVA is located in Chesterfield. Now, we are endeavoring to attempt to bring you some very special live coverage from that event. The championships will be that Saturday evening. I believe first race will be at 5:15. It'll probably be the end of this week or the weekend before we can officially make the announcement. We're still working on some technical details. But once we are able to do that, we will pass that information along to you. Almost every major swim team, VHSL swim team in the Richmond area, and several from across the Commonwealth are coming in for this event, which, if successful and if grown correctly, could rival the Keekatan swim meet that takes place the second Saturday of every January down in Newport News, where all the Richmond teams go down for that event. And everybody loves that one so much because it most mirrors a regional or state championship atmosphere. And now, thanks to George Massey and some other great people at Hanover High School and some of the other schools across Hanover County, they're trying to create that atmosphere here in the 804. And we're going to hope to bring you some special coverage that night, the 19th. We're working on it. And as soon as we have the details nailed down, we will pass them along to you. Now, the thing that we wanted to let you know about RBASportsNetwork.com, a couple of things that we kind of added to the website this week. Number one, a live scoreboard. We are keeping every evening a live scoreboard up on all the action that's going on in sports around the Richmond area and involving teams of interest to people in the Richmond area, such as University of Virginia, Virginia Tech, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you bookmark RBASportsNetwork.com on your browser, whether on your laptop or wherever the case may be, we'll have a live scoreboard up and running every evening during the week. And as scores get updated, we put them up on there and update the scoreboard so you can check all the scores across the Metro Richmond area at one location. Again, at RBASportsNetwork.com. And then every night between midnight and about 1 a.m., we are posting a new feature, and it is called The Wrap and the Lineup. And that is a combination of two features that we've been doing for quite a long time. The Lineup is something that we have done on Twitter for a while, where in the morning on our county-centric feeds, we pass along to you on Twitter as you're on your way to school the sporting events coming up later that night and any pertinent news that you may need to know. The Wrap has been a feature we've used on our websites in the past that has given you the final word on things that have gone on the previous night in sports in your county, your jurisdiction, or whatever the case may be. So we've combined the two, and every night between midnight and 1 a.m., what we do is we post headlines with clickable links to complete stories and videos of the big things in sports from the night before. We always lead with the local stories, but then if there are stories that people are talking about of national interest, we'll do that too. Thursday night's a prime example. The first link that we had up on the wrap on Thursday night at RBASportsNetwork.com was a link to the article about Virginia Union basketball's two-point big win that night over Bluefield State, led by Tavon Mealy, the Armstrong grad who went to Richard Bland, and now he's at Union. He was a big part of that two-point win on the road for the Panthers on Thursday. So that was the first click link that you could click. The second link that you could click would take you to NFL.com and would show you the Hail Mary between Aaron and Richard Rodgers that helped the Packers beat the Lions with no time remaining. In case you fell asleep, went to bed, didn't know what happened, you were able to watch it right there. And right below that, we had a link to video and a story from NCAA.com about UCLA knocking off number one Kentucky 40 years after John Wooden had won his 11th and final NCAA championship with the Bruins. And who did he win the final one against in the national title game? Against Kentucky, 1975. 40 years later, UCLA knocks off number one Kentucky, UCLA unranked at the time, and we had a link to go to the video and the story from NCAA.com. So when you wake up in the morning, if you go to RBASportsNetwork.com, top of the page, you'll see the wrap and the lineup, and you can click links to go read about your favorite stories, see video about things that happened overnight in the world of sports. We always put the local emphasis first, and then if anything else that's a topic of conversation on social media, we will post it following that. And then underneath that is the lineup, and that is the schedule of all the games in the area, high school, college, et cetera, coming up later that day. So we hope that you will become a regular visitor to RBASportsNetwork.com. We are dedicating that website to two things: scoreboard information, scores, finals, updates, and information on upcoming events. We want to keep you posted on what's going on tonight and what's coming up tomorrow, or what happened last night and what's coming up later today. Over on our other three websites at HanoverCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net, ChesterfieldCountySports.net, we will post results, but we will spend more time on those sites giving you results from events that otherwise maybe, you know, a swimming meet, that's a lot of results to try to tweet out as opposed to a final score in basketball. So we'll post those at those websites. We will post articles at those websites. Pertinent information about events at those websites, obviously our broadcast schedule and links to events at those websites as well. And of course, there are HanoverCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net, and ChesterfieldCountySports.net. So, and we've seen a rise in traffic at RVASportsNetwork.com in this past week due to this new emphasis. We want to get you the scores and what's coming up and what's happening. And so we hope that you'll make it a point to join us at RVASportsNetwork.com. And we won't make you pay. But let me just say that real quick. I know there are some sites that are specific to some sports, some sites that are specific to other things as well, and you have to subscribe sometimes upwards of $100 a year or more to read their material. We will never make you subscribe and pay money to read our websites. Our websites will be free. Period. End of sentence. That's just the way that we have always felt like we should run HCS Media LLC and how we will continue to run it as well. So we will not ask you for a subscription. We will not block any material. If we post it on our website, it's free for everybody to see. RVASportsNetwork.com. Hope you will join us there. All right, friends. And again, as I mentioned just a little bit at the top of the podcast, with football now almost in the books, we're going to go back to our winter spring podcast schedule, which is once a week, generally on Sunday evenings. Occasionally, we might have a special podcast in the middle of the week with breaking news or other things that are happening. But usually it'll be a late Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening podcast that we will release. And it'll contain our top 10 polls in basketball during the season, so you might get to get a sneak preview of the top 10 before it's tweeted out on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock at RVA Sportsnet on Twitter. That's the RVA Sportsnet, I should say, the RVA Sportsnet. All right, thanks so much for being with us, everybody. Going to be a crazy and busy week again as we head into week two of basketball, swimming, gymnastics. Wrestling is underway. Some teams got some track in over the weekend down at Boo Williams in Hampton. More teams will get their track season started this coming weekend. And, of course, tons of basketball tournaments coming up with the holidays on the way, led by the two that we will be covering live on the network, the Henrico Holiday Hoops Tournament, December 28th through 30th. And we'll also be at the Southerner Classic at Lee Davis High School for their first round December 29th. And their championships on the 30th as well. LC Bird will have their usual tournament as they have in previous years. And also coming up, the Times-Dispatch Invitational Tournament. And just a quick note on that, usually it happens like over a weekend and into an early the next week. But because of the way Christmas falls this year, they've opted to go to a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday format, the 21st through the 23rd. So make sure you make a note of that. Times-Dispatch Tournament will begin on the 21st at four different sites. Semifinal rounds on the 22nd are going to be down at Clover Hill High School this year. And then all the championships will be at the Siegel Center, as usual, on the 23rd. Big River Rivalry Football All-Star Game back at Randolph-Macon a week from Saturday, December 19th. We'll be there for live tweet coverage that afternoon. The rosters for Big River should be released early this week, and as soon as they are, we will post them at RVASportsNetwork.com, and get them out to you on Twitter as well. All right, friends, thanks so much for being with us on this edition of Central Region Now. The exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network, where apparently I forgot to tell the band to turn things down a little bit. And I haven't been to the wire store yet. Remember last week on the podcast, I told you it was a little short there and I had to go to the wire store? Haven't had a chance to get to the wire store yet, so maybe Santa Claus will bring me a new wire. What do you think? Central Region Now, an exclusive podcast presentation of the RVA Sports Network, solely intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any rebroadcast or use other than that, without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC, is prohibited. All right, friends, have a great week. We're going to be all over the place Monday night through Saturday afternoon. We look forward to seeing you on the sidelines. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.